Page 10. Read. The Earthworm and the Spider.
For all his life, my grandfather has lived in the Valley of Koi. Our land begins at the foot of Eagle Mountain. It ends at the banks of the rushing river that bisects the valley, dividing it in two. The mountain and river keep our herds safe from wolves. The soil is so rich that our crops seem to grow by themselves, and even the precious fire flowers can be found by those who know where to look. Although life in the valley was good, my grandfather feared for his people. The mountain and river kept danger out, but they also kept us in, isolated from the world. We must find a way to reach out to other villages, Grandfather said, to trade, exchange stories, and make friendships. If we do not, Koi will one day fade away. But it is too hazardous to journey over the mountain, people said, and the river is too wild to cross. My grandfather knew that was true. He spent many hours walking through the valley, thinking. One day, he saw a pink earthworm wriggle out of the soil. Grandfather bent down to look more closely and saw a spider building a web between two blades of grass. Suddenly, Grandfather knew what the people of Koi must do. Many villagers were skeptical. What comes easily to the earthworm and spider is not so simple for humans, they insisted. We cannot move under the earth or through the air. And what if strangers learned where the fire flowers grew? If I were a fire flower, I would rather be picked from the earth and admired than left alone and unseen, Grandfather said. Some of the villagers began to nod. Soon they gathered around to study the plans Grandfather drew. After that, the strongest men and women of Koi began to dig into the base of Eagle Mountain. Each year they dug, the opening of the tunnel reached farther. Across the valley, other villagers labored at the river. It took many months just to fix one rope across the water. From that single strand, the people worked to make an arch of boards and rope. Finally, there was exciting news. The bridge was finished. Some of the villagers were frightened. What if enemies come across the bridge? They asked. My grandfather was not discouraged. I will be the first to cross, he said. Grandfather's blue eyes were bright as sapphires when he walked across the bridge. On the far bank of the river, we could see a small figure appear in the grass. When at last Grandfather reached the other side, the figure slowly moved toward him. Grandfather was the first Koi villager ever to stand on the far bank of the river, and a stranger had come to greet him. When my grandfather returned, the stranger came with him. His hair was white like my grandfather's, but his clothing and appearance were strange to us. He wore a broad hat and carried a tricolor flag of red, yellow, and orange. His face shone with kindness as he looked at each of us. For a long time, I have hoped to cross the river and touch Eagle Mountain with my own hand, the stranger said. Some of the villagers looked suspicious, for the stranger spoke of the place where the fire flowers grew. We must send the stranger away, one of the villagers said. But Grandfather insisted that the stranger come to our home to share a meal. He came gratefully. When we sat down to eat, the stranger said, I have brought a gift to share with you. On the table, he placed an exquisite white flower, like none we had ever seen. This is an ice flower, he said. It is the most precious flower that grows on my side of the valley. Our village is still small and quiet, but we are no longer shut away from the world. By winter, the villagers will be finishing the tunnel. Next spring, I'm going to be walking through the mountain, departing from our village for the first time. I would like to meet a stranger and share a fire flower of Koi.